Ugh. It's time for another trailer dump.
I'm looking forward to this one, Frank.
Way to rope the audience in, Frank.
I don't know why we did this. We're doing a commercial for commercials. All right, let's do this. It's first on our list, randomly clicking through. What trailer do we want to discuss? Hey, how about Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald? The magical world of Harry Potter. #: J.K. Rowling. It's a really long title.
Fantastic Beasts.
So this is our last. Is this our final trailer? I think it is. Final trailer. All right. Hey, you know what? It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks beastly.
There's a lot of stuff going on, like, in that trailer. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
There's a lot of movement and excitement, and I'm really, like, happy, and it keeps my attention.
Johnny Depp looks weird, and,
I heard you say Zombie Depp, and I'm like, all right,
let it go. Oh, yeah, that. I
mean, close enough.
This time he has white hair.
Yeah. Actually, one thing I like a lot about the trailer we just saw is the connections with Dumbledore, like the mirror and him seeing the guy he's like hot for, I assume.
Yeah, he's got a thing for Grindelwald.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I like that there actually, and it's the same actor who played, I think, Grindelwald in one of the flashbacks. It seemed like it, like in one of the original Harry Potter movies.
Mm.
There was a flashback scene, and I believe it's the same actor in that.
Yeah.
So you can't go wrong with this with Warner Brothers and Harry Potter. They're putting all their effort into this thing.
Yep, I'm gonna agree. Like, I like the fact that we're gonna get Newt again. He seemed like a cool protagonist in the first film, so he's
totally
back.
Heard Al saying he was gonna get Newt again, but that's okay.
That's what I thought too. I'm glad that we're getting again his sidekick, the Muggle that hangs around.
Oh yeah,
him.
I love him.
Oh yeah, he's Bob Hoskins as Super Mario in Harry. Right? Like, that guy should be cast as Mario. Crowdfund this.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Absolutely.
I feel like, you know, it's good because he was an inclusionary on both ends, because, you know, the wizard playing with the Muggle, but he also didn't care about anybody being magic. You know, I feel like there's a lot of inclusion in this and a lot of diversity that I feel like people kind of look past because of certain other issues they've had with it.
Okay, so now we have to bring up Nagini, I guess.
Yeah, no. Nagini. So that interesting that Nagini is
so
it
the
Nagini?
Cat.
Nagini.
No, sorry, not no. The cat. The snake is a woman.
Yeah, no. Well, it is canonically the snake from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
it is. I don't know why I'm stumbling. Voldemort's
Horcrux.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah,
and best friend, best buddy snake. In the Voldemort snake buddy comedy.
So are they a person, or are they just
this is the actual story. Apparently, we have now been told that Nagina was a kind of wizard who is cursed to become an animal. Not a kind of animagi.
Not
something else. She has a blood curse where she has the ability to become an animal, but slowly will lose the ability to ever become human again. So at some point, perhaps not in this movie trilogy, but in the future, she will be the snake, and that's it. Which is kind of cool, because it's a continuity tie. I like it. And some people are having problems, because it's an Asian woman portraying a snake. It's like this kind of dragon lady stereotype. Mm. This is not... There's no way in hell we're going to talk about this during a trailer dump, because trailer dump is the stupidest show we have on the network, and this is an important topic that deserves room. But yeah, it's interesting. I would like to see this movie. I want to see how they deal with all the more mature themes that are in this one.
Yeah.
Next on our list, speaking of mature themes, not really, Into the Spider-Verse. We have our second trailer for this.
I have to say, this looked amazing. It looks so good. I'm so excited. I like all the spider people showing up on the screen. I think the villain looks pretty cool. And we get a lot of villains in this movie, too. Like, the Kingpin shows up, and there's, like, a scorpion dude, and like, oh, I'm so on board.
I just really appreciate, and I've been saying since the first trailer, I need more spider people. I need more spider people. And finally, there's 6 spider people in this one.
Yeah, this is interesting. They definitely open up the Spider-Verse in this. Originally, I was kind of concerned. Is this just going to be a Miles Morales story? And why is it Into the Spider-Verse? I don't know if concerned is the right word. But I could see why people are like, well, there's... Well, what else? What do you got for me?
I desperately want to hear Spider-Man Noir say that he's going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. All right. Good. Nick Cage.
Because it's Nick Cage.
Got it. Some good voices on this one. We got Spider-Ham, who is a favorite. Not really, I guess. A favorite of mine is also strong.
No, favorite of mine, Peter Porker, the spectacular Spider-Ham?
I don't know if I would ever call it a favorite, but a good nod. Who is voiced by a comedian.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney. We all said that right in the mic as loud as we could, because That's the way we do it at Nonpro. Introducing John Mulaney. And who else was there? Liv Shriver is going to be Kingpin, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked about Nick Cage. Just a couple other big names. Some guy from New Gossip Girl. New Girl. Yeah, is our Peter Parker Spider-Man. Lots of cool people. I do like the concept that Into the Spider-Verse is going to deal with the Spider-Man legacy. Because it's a deal nowadays, talking about all the many different kinds of Spider-Mans.
I actually like how it starts up, where it's like, hey, I'm Peter Parker, but you kind of already know my story. I did a so-so popsicle and a Christmas album.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's a little bit meta, like kind of like a Deadpool, but still keeping in tight with the Spider-Man mythos. And I like that they're addressing that there is a multiverse of Spider-Man, as opposed to just saying, no, we're just going to make another Spider-Man story. It's going to feature a Spider-Man that knows people won't think of as Spider-Man. Like, no, it's cool. Address it. Embrace the long history of comics.
I'm just a little disappointed that we haven't seen any Leopardon and the Japanese Spider-Man. But I guess you got to save something for the sequel.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of disappointed, Holmes and Watson. wow. I am a big fan of the weird, stupid comedies, the Step Brothers and whatever. I enjoy them for what they are. People are precious with their legacy characters. They don't want people to modify them. Yeah. I don't care about that for Sherlock Holmes. I love Sherlock Holmes as a character. I don't mind if you do a comedy version. This thing, just the jokes became increasingly less anything.
This looked like hot, wet garbage.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, if you like Step Brothers, you're probably going to enjoy this movie. Otherwise, you're not going to go see this movie.
Listen, I've enjoyed some aspects of Step Brothers. I don't think I'm going to enjoy that movie at all.
I think I did not like the trailer, but I actually think the movie could be good. I think those two guys are hilarious, and they can be funny in a movie like that. And I think there's different kinds of comedies.
I do feel that I really hope that our state legalizes recreational marijuana before I have to see this movie, though.
All right. Speaking of recreational marijuana, Bumblebee.
Segue.
I'm done of transitions. This is our next, I don't know if it's even our last, but it's our next big trailer for what might be the last Transformers movie they're going to make until something happens.
Yeah, this is going to be the last one because they said they were going to make more, and then they said, no, we're done. We're not going to do that anymore. No more Transformers.
This makes all the money.
A lot of people say a lot of things.
Yeah.
So the big takeaway from Bumblebee and the Transformer movies, I think, is that this Transformer movie has the most Transformers that look like Transformers.
It does.
This is true.
And that, I feel, is kind of a ripoff for us, because as a Transformers fan, I've been asking for that from day one, and it's more than a decade later, and they're going to give it to me in the last movie, and they're even telling me beforehand, we're not going to ever do this again. We've destroyed the models, we've formatted the hard drives, we've shot the guy who made it, who designed them. And then I'm like, why? Why didn't you do this earlier?
But I actually saw Shockwave in this.
I know.
Soundwave.
I saw Shockwave and Soundwave. And
I didn't see Shockwave. But Soundwave.
Yeah, and he had a Ravage. It was great. And it was like, knocked out of his chest, and Optimus Prime looked like Optimus Prime. There was a lot of really cool stuff in that trailer. And honestly, I like the relationship between Bumblebee and Charlie. I think it's really, it's very great. Iron Giant-y, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that the government's sending some sort of ninja after them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
the
John
guy
Cena.
That you can't see.
Yeah, all right. I was wondering where the John Cena joke was.
I like the triple changers. I think Blitzwing looks awesome in that. I like the transformation sequences. It sucks. Like, I think the only thing we needed was a new director, and now that we finally have someone else instead of Michael Bay, it's like, oh well, man. Now I'm sorry it's going.
Nonpro recommends everyone go see this movie so that it could do very well, so that we could maybe get other Transformers movies that look like Transformers. It's a weird horse. I almost said it's a weird horse to die on, which is not the same.
But it actually seems
kinda
like
works.
It's appropriate.
It kind of works.
It's a weird hill to beat.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of horses to die in on?
I really hope. Captain Marvel is the next thing on my list that popped up.
Yeah.
Horses to beat. It would be beating a horse to talk about this, because we already talked about it on an episode of Near Mint, and we've been talking about it online forever. Trailer looks kind of impressive. I actually liked it, and not everybody was agreeing on that.
I feel like, actually, a lot of people's problems with it are, you know, it brings up too many questions and doesn't really answer anything, which I feel like is appropriate for a first trailer.
God, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we're asking questions, so we're interested in the movie.
It is appropriate for a final trailer, too.
Yeah, we saw 5-minute trailers in the prep for this stupid show. 5 minutes isn't a trailer. It's a mini movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, it's, I'm going to have the weirdest complaint. I feel like when I watch the trailer, like, there's no acting in that trailer. There's, like, no one is really acting, not Sam Jackson, not the main character. I mean, like, it's just, it feels weird. It feels like it's, maybe this isn't, I'm sure this isn't going to be the whole movie, but it seems like it's an entire trailer devoid of any emoting.
I feel like there is an emotion that's happening in the trailer for the main character of the movie, Captain Marvel, and that maybe you're missing it because it's one that's being repeated at a beat every time, almost to the musical beat, and that's getting back up. It's resilience. It's, I'm not going to stay down. And I guess if you're only showing one emotion, you could say that it's like, it seems pretty, you know, still, but I don't know. I thought it was fine. I really enjoyed the idea of a person who keeps getting back up. There is another trailer for something. This is a motif for heroes. If I can't figure out it in the next few minutes, I'm going to skip it. But there definitely is. This is something else that has been done. The guy who keeps getting up. Do you know what it is?
I know what you're talking about. And it's going to segue, I think, into our next trailer. Aquaman?
Not at all. But I guess we've segued into Aquaman now. Is it Aquaman?
Well, it's specifically talking about how Atlantis doesn't need a king. Atlantis needs a hero.
Yeah, close. I'll remember what this is at some point and yell it into the internets where no one will give a damn.
Yeah.
But it could have been Aquaman. Anyways, let's talk about Aquaman. Aquaman trailer. Got to see that Thor has made his way to the DC Universe. Whoa.
Well, they already have their Captain America.
America.
Captain Atlantis?
Dude,
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman is Captain America.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That maybe makes perfect sense. I don't know why.
And this is directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have Captain America or the First Avenger in there, like a period piece war movie. Yeah, and this one does feel like almost a grandiose, mythological, if you could find my trident, you'd get my empire and all my powers.
Mjolnir.
Yeah, it very much feels like it. Not like the other trailers for Aquaman, but they've added in a lot of comedy as well, because, you know, that's a strong point for the actor, a missing element in a lot of the DCU.
Yeah. I will say I love Black Manta in this. He looks cool. Awesome.
He looks like the Juggernaut.
Yeah, he looks really cool. And you know what? I don't know. I feel like they're trying really hard with this trailer, which is always a bad sign.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they've got an uphill battle, I think. So I understand why they're doing it.
A lot of times with these trailers, they'll try to hide the shortcomings by a lot of quick cuts and showing you stuff out of context. I don't think they took that road in this trailer. This long-form trailer, they're actually showing you decent chunks of the movie that
it looks like they go well together. I would agree. I think it flows.
I feel like one thing I didn't like, though, is, you know, as much as they were trying to push Aquaman away from his old image, that they put him into the old costume right at the end, it just didn't do it for me. I feel like that's something they should have, you know, just start moving away from. I don't need the bright green and orange suit.
Wow, really? I felt so the opposite. That's so strange.
No, yeah, that was definitely fan service, and yeah, I thought it was a good idea to do.
I liked it. I
appreciate it. Okay, yeah. Let's go into our next one, which is, speaking of fan service, Creed 2. See, we don't just watch genre films here. We watch nostalgia films as well. Yeah, remakes.
Can I just say, my reaction to the first trailer of this one, which we did not just watch, but I was watching that in the theater and I just started laughing. I'm sitting there going, no, he's not going to fight Drago's son. They're not going to put him up against Drago. It's the entire premise of the movie.
I laughed hardly at that. Yeah, that's a little ridiculous, a little too much on the, especially because Creed had so much acclaim because it was like a good reboot, and then this one just is like, let's keep doing it. Let's keep just going through the.
That's very Rocky.
What's the other thing we know about Creed? Oh yeah, Drago killed him.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's bring that into this movie.
Oh man, Mr. T's nephew is gonna show up. No. I'm just here. I have nothing to do with any of this.
But they have the guy that played Drago. He's back in the movie as Drago. He's he's sponsoring his son to try.
Dolph Lundgren, He-Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
This
all right.
The Punisher.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Can
I keep trying?
Huh?
Want to give me another one?
I don't know. Somebody from the Expendables, maybe.
Yeah. Expendable Joe.
Yep.
It was in the season of Arrow. Anyways, back on this. Dark Phoenix. Back onto comic book movies. Dark Phoenix.
That's dark.
I hate him so much. Oh my god! It is. What I love most about the the prequel, the first class universe for X-Men, is that they are really like they're building the relationships that we were just told exists in the original X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Not that the original X-Men movie did a good job of making it believable that there was a history between some of these characters. Mm-hmm. But this one, because it's like spanned through so many movies now, at what, 4-5 movies now, I think?
What did we have? First Class, then we had Days of Future Past, then Apocalypse. We're at 4 with Dark Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like you could definitely feel like the emotional tension of the relationships falling apart and colliding. I really enjoyed that aspect of this trailer.
I'll say, like, I think this is probably my favorite of the trailers we watched, although there's only one minor complaint I have with this trailer, is that, man, am I tired of Magneto being like, no, I'm either retired or good now, and I'm just going to heel turn again. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you did it in the first one, and then you just kept doing it. Like, either stay the bad guy through the next film, or stop saying, I'm done with this bad guy stuff. Like, it's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, really done with it.
I honestly, I didn't really find anything new or surprising about this trailer. And I think that's perfectly fine. I mean, they're doing the Dark Phoenix saga again. I mean, how many times have we seen that between the comic books and the cartoons and Last Stand?
Yeah.
You know, we know this story. The difference is going to be in the way they retell it.
Right.
And all they needed to do with this trailer was show us that this doesn't visually look like crap. And I think they achieved that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like there's some stuff in there that, you know, makes you, again, ask questions like, who died in that funeral scene? You know, and stuff like that, that makes mm-hmm. you really want to see this movie.
Yeah.
Did we just give it a pass by saying it didn't look like crap? When did we become
I did.
Those people on the internet? No, it actually looked good, in my opinion.
I agree.
So, final trailer on our list as we zoom past this. Disney's The Nutcracker and The Four Realms.
And The Four Realms.
Yeah, that's it.
You mean Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, that's...
So, yes. The reason I love this, I really want to see this movie, is I feel like people keep trying to go back to that Alice in Wonderland well. And it never works out. Nobody wants to read your Alice in Wonderland fanfic. I've said that many a time, and I've broken many a heart with it, but nobody cares.
I think it's the highest non-comic book grossing franchise.
It is that just the actual Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland movie
and
made
the Looking Glass,
a ridiculous amount of money. We talked about on a show a few months ago. And aside from that, movie, in terms of reimagining Alice in Wonderland, they rarely are hits.
But Frank, does anybody want to read your reskinned Alice in Wonderland
fanfic? Possibly. Because this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for fanciful Christmas movies. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, Disney, it's, whatever you feel about the company, they definitely could do family entertainment, right? It's enjoyable. It's cool. It looks beautiful. I don't know. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I feel like everybody really wants a Burton-induced acid trip, really, going into the movies. Just like that, you know, splash of color flying at you.
In fairness, I don't really feel like this is going to be Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, the Nutcracker of the Four Realms. I get why you made that. People are making that analogy.
Visually, very similar.
I think visually there's an element of similarity in there, in that it's got CGI mixed with live action. It's a Disney property. It's probably going to be in 3D. I think there's a lot of that in there. I also feel like I think that there's potential. There are some set pieces in this that feel more physical than a lot of the stuff that I saw in the very Tim Burton heavy Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, movies. I don't see any of, like, I mean, it seems very fanciful and very like you described. There's not a lot of Tim Burton in there, though. I don't see any characters that struck me. Maybe the not the Rashomon, the Russian dolls, the Russian doll character, vaguely. But beyond that, I didn't really see anything that reminded me of Tim Burton. Just reminded me of Alice in Wonderland, which was a Tim Burton film, but the things that reminded me about it were not Tim Burton-esque.
Really, the creepy dark realm didn't scream Burton to you?
No more than a Wizard of Oz movie.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe Tim Burton's the Wizard of Oz.
For example, I think there's a lot more similarities in the Nutcracker and the Four Realms to Oz the Great and Powerful than there was to the Alice in Wonderland movies. But they're all in the same genre of visual filmmaking, which is the fanciful period piece world done with the CGI effects.
And again, I'm not saying anything bad about it. It was just, you know, color, creepy, et cetera, kind of feels.
Right.
My biggest problem with this is it's going back to the way they're marketing it as the story you know has a dark side of the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
And the original Nutcracker story did have a dark side. It was a very dark story. And you didn't need to invent a whole new story to make it dark.
If I could guess your reaction, Pete, I would say, yeah, that would be a Pete reaction to this.
Ooh.
As someone who's interested in, like, classical fairy tales, my answer would be that I don't think you know the story of the Nutcracker Prince. Not you, Pete,
yeah.
As in, like, your average person. Like, I don't think it has, one of the reasons I'm excited about this, sort of, is that I don't think it has that universal knowledge base that everyone kind of knows this, so we're gonna have to reimagine the hell out of it.
Not
I really
as much,
think
you're
most
right.
People are like, because it's, you know, it's a ballet, so like, you know, or it's probably most famous because of the ballet.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of gray area you can fill in there. Anyways, it could be good or it could be garbage. We'll find out in the theaters in a few months. This is all these trailers and stuff for movies are coming out in a few weeks, 2 months, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man. I'm just going to, I think I'm going to watch Halloween. There's still some time. It's probably getting out in the next few weeks. In the week, actually, yeah, probably today is Halloween's out in theaters, right?
I think it is Halloween today.
Oh, well, no. We're going to this up before
I'm
then.
I'm confused.
Hmm.
It'd be out soon, though.
No. For information on this or other movies, please see the links below.
Nope.
All right, fine.
For more information on these or other movies, look them up your damn self. You know how to use Google.
There we go. Let's end it on that.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.